Woman strips down to bikini at California school board meeting to protest allowing males into girls' locker rooms. By Catherine Hamilton on September 30, 2025. A woman stripped down to a bikini in front of a California school board in protest of a policy allowing transgender-identifying males to access girls' locker rooms. California native and Yolo County Moms for Liberty Chair Beth Bourne tried a more creative approach at the Davis Joint Unified School Board meeting on September 18, shocking the very members who allow male students to enter facilities where middle school girls disrobe, the New York Post reported. "I'm a parent in the Davis Unified School District, and I'm here today to talk about the policies you have for the locker rooms in the junior high schools. So Emerson, Holmes, Harper Junior High. Right now, we require our students to undress for PE class. So I'm just going to give you an idea what that looks like when I undress," Bourne said before taking her clothes off, revealing a bathing suit underneath. "So right now, this school district is saying that, depending on a child's transgender identity, that they can pick which bathroom they want. So we have, right now at this school district, we have children self-identifying into different bathrooms just based off of their." The members of the board interrupted Bourne and told her to stop speaking, according to the report. "I've got to finish my comments. You are violating my First Amendment right," Bourne replied. School Board Vice President Hiram Jackson then called for a recess. Flashback, watch, Gavin Newsom laughs at parents' concerns about transgender notification policy. 5 minutes after the meeting resumed, the board allowed Bourne the chance to finish her comments. Bourne began to strip down again to her bikini, and the board promptly ordered another recess, according to the report. The meeting resumed half an hour later and the board moved on to a new topic. Bourne told CBS on September 19 that she had gone to every school board meeting for the past 3 years to voice concerns about the district's locker room policy. She said she thought undressing in front of the board would grab their attention and help to make her point. Watch, Newsom mocks children praying. "If the adults don't feel comfortable watching someone, and I'm a 50-year-old woman, how can they expect girls to feel comfortable doing that in the locker room?" Bourne said. "I thought I made a really good point," she added. Trustee Cecilia Escamilla-Greenwald told local news publication The Vanguard that they called the police after the second recess and are considering next steps. "We are going to be meeting about this, about what to do in such situations. And we're going to, I know that our superintendent is going to be speaking with counsel to see what can be done because it's very inappropriate for anybody to be coming before the board and behaving in such a manner. It's very inappropriate," Escamilla-Greenwald said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.